You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good afternoon, good evening. This is Ralph Kermit Winter II, wherever you be in the world. And it's pretty amazing what's going on. It just keeps getting better and better. The Moonies out of Minnesota just filed in a petition for a writ of certiorari on issues that they don't want to hear about and have not heard about. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. And I'm going to go over that today because it's really important. It affects everybody listening, whether you know it or not. And I just got here, just got sat down. I'm running a little late here at the restaurant. But anyways, I just saw some news, too, down in Texas. A major hospital, 99% of the people working there got the shots. And a 1% said, we're not going to take an experimental vaccination. And it isn't a vaccine, it's an mRNA. It's to modify your DNA. Who in his right mind would take something that would modify your DNA? I mean, you got to be, I don't know. But anyway, there's 100 and some of them are suing. So there's a few people left that will fight, but most people won't because they're afraid to lose their jobs. Would you like to lose your health? I think that's probably a little more of an important question rather than lose your jobs. And of course, how can these things are all experimental. Nobody's accountable. So how can a hospital or somebody tell you, oh, it's safe. Okay, well then sign up here, right here, that you're responsible for anything that happens. See how far that gets. Not going to happen. They won't do it. I know damn well they won't. You do too. It's just amazing how few people really want to fight. It's what even more amazing is how few people even have an understanding of what to fight about. We're in the Matrix. That's the closest thing I can describe to our situation today. Almost everything we think we know is not so. And that's a pretty wild, crazy statement to make. But anyway, the Moonies, this is concerning the Internal Revenue criminals, okay, because that's what they are, and it's also the court system, which are also criminals. We do not unequivocally have one constitutional court in America, except the Supreme Court of the United States, because it's in the Constitution, Article 3, and they can't get rid of it. That don't mean they act like it, because they haven't been. Amazingly, they haven't. Well, we saw that on these voter thing, all this voter fraud. You can't. It's called the fruit of the poisonous tree. You cannot get around and create a fraud and then go certify it and put old Comrade Biden in. Which I think sometime this year we're going to see that all come to a volition. What I'm hearing is a lot of stuff in the works, especially what happens in Arizona will be the tip of the sword. So we'll see. I just can't believe that General Flynn and Trump walked away and let this going to happen. And people that haven't seen Mike Lindell's stuff, it's just, I mean, he's got the absolute proof and nobody wants to talk about it. Then he goes to the governor's convention, gets an official invite, and they won't let him in or let him go to the mansion to have dinner because he's going to go after the Georgia governor. I forget the other one. They're supposed to be Republican. They're not Republicans. They're worse than rhinos. We got a whole bunch of them like that. But let's get to the main meat of the issue. And this is in every agency of the, quote, government of the United States are mandated to only use regulations. They have no authority to use anything else. Zero, zip, nada. That includes ATF, FDA, CDC, all these folks. Can we prove it? Oh, absolutely. There is no doubt about proving it now. but nobody wants to go there. That's the amazing question. These attorneys won't go there. I looked at the Supreme Court of the United States in a year and a half, in the year 2020 and 2021, there are only three cases at the Supreme Court that had anything to do with the Internal Revenue criminals. And they weren't even on, they didn't even, they went as though these regulations have the force and effect of law. There is the administrative state called the headless fourth branch of government. And that's what FDR's committee called it. He did a research in 1937. I did a research on that. And that's what they came up with, the headless fourth branch of government. And they, in his being, said it's out of the control. The president can't control them, and neither can Congress. And only in a few limited instances can the courts even touch them. So what they did, there are only two things that touch agencies. That's the Federal Register Act of 1935 and the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. Congress does codes, and actually they're private, they're public laws. They're not even laws of the United States, but like I said before, that's another whole issue. We don't even need that for dealing with agencies. We just need to be aware that it's all a pile of lies. I've documented it all the way back from the Madisonian beginning, where they didn't want to have the federal courts, appellate courts, all the way up, or Madison, I'm sorry, Madison things, all the way up on how they overthrew the courts. I got a focal picture now, but the issue that I want to deal with, I don't want to be on defense anymore. I want to know, when I go after the, when I challenge these people, I have the answers to what's going on. Then I will be able to pose some very interesting questions to these people. And it can be done. I have an IRS list I highly recommend getting involved in. It's $250 postal money order at Walmart. They've got me blocked on Walmart now, accepting stuff on Walmart that may open up. I don't have a clue what that's all about. What I'm doing, I guarantee you, they don't want out there. They just don't want it out there. That's fine. I really don't care. But they can't do anything to me. They can't do anything to me at all. But this was what 1937, the President's Committee on Administrative Management, they coined it the headless fourth branch of government. They said they're miniature independent governments because they are. They print it in the code. These independent regulatory entities, they sit outside the government. And supposedly, because they're going to be free of all political influence, the president and then the Senate put somebody at the head of this nonsense. And then these things are going to be just honest to the day as long, with no oversight. Utopia. I don't think that's what's going to happen. This is what the president came up with in 1937 and things. Says, there are in reality miniature independent governments set up to deal with the railroad problem, the banking problem, and the radio problem. They constitute a headless fourth branch of government, a haphazard deposit of irresponsible agencies and uncoordinated powers. They do violence to the basic theory of the American Constitution that there should be three major branches of government and only three. The Congress has found no effective way of supervising them. They cannot be controlled by the president and are answerable to the courts only in respect to the legality of their activities. That's an official FDR that loved his New Deal agencies. They were out of control. by 1937. They had taken over the government. Also in this, in the congressional record for the Administrative Procedures Act, we find, and they have set up a fourth order of a tripart plan of government, which was initiated from the founding fathers of our democracy. They set up the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches. But since that time, we have set up a fourth dimension, if I may so term it, which is properly known and administrative in nature. So we have the legislative, the executive, the judicial, and the administrative. We have four different branches today. And that's what's going on. Congress is not making laws of the United States. We've got this administrative state. So what they do is they get around and do their public law nonsense. And then they put it off to the agencies to come after you and me. Now, why do they do that? We need to know the answers to why so we can understand. The reason being is because they have got us all believing and signed up that we're citizens of the United States. It's not a bad thing to be a citizen of the United States, but you can't be as a primary standing and status, because a citizen of the United States, which is clear and clean in the District of Columbia, guess what they have? They have no constitutional rights to an Article III court, because that's reserved strictly to the people in the several states in the Constitution of the United States. They have no right on taxation without representation. They've tried that about six times in D.C. They can't get it through their thick skulls. You are not in one of the several states, and the Constitution was put up limited jurisdiction for the people of the several states. That's a fact. It's even a damn constitution on the House of Representatives. They say it. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen of every second year by the people of these several states. Couldn't get any clearer. It hasn't been amended. Then in 1913... they got around and did the 17th Amendment, and I found this in a case, Adams versus Clinton. Well, what they did is they just inadvertently left out, when they took it away from the legislatures of the several states to make senators of the United States, we just left out the word several. Yeah, we just got each state instead of several states. That's in 1913. So what did that do? That opened the door for the Federal Reserve. Here they come. Yay! Because there's two parties to the Constitution of the United States in the 10th Amendment. The people of the several states and the several states. That's it. And they have fooled both of them to pass it over, by having us believe we're our, quote, citizens of the United States as our basic citizenship standing, which a citizen of the United States has no inalienable rights, has civil rights. That was first passed in 14 Stat 27, 1866. We can have the same rights as white citizens. That's for the Negroes. They gave them civil rights but withheld political rights. And then they put it into 14th Amendment. Just can't make this stuff up. So then in 1913, when we get everybody believing that we're all citizens of the United States, where there's no parties to the Constitution of the United States, then the organic part is only the main document and through the 12th Amendment. They came up with the 13th Amendment, and then it says at the bottom, it says it's an article. It don't say it's an amendment. Sheesh. And then it can be ruled, Congress can adjudicate. You can't have an amendment that has to do with rights of people that's under the control of Congress being able to legislate on it. That's an oxymoron statement. Back in a minute.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, well, we're back here. I am just amazed. I am shocked that this has stayed hidden for so long. I mean, it's there, but I don't know. It's just the thing is, agencies are mandated, required to use only regulations published in the Federal Register. There's two acts. Congress went after them with the Federal Register Act of 1935. And that put all of the agencies to do in, which I'll cite in a minute, to be in the Federal Register. But then, in 1946, they wanted to also identify the ones that have substantive regulations, have the force and effect of law. Because everything goes in there. What's called interpretive regs, which is the agency interpreting for in-house use. Housekeeping regulations, which are for internal use only. Procedural regulations, which is the procedures they're supposed to follow, but the court says they can lie in all of their manuals. They can lie in all of their instructions. You have no recourse. The IRS lies consistently. And the court said, why are you listening to this, God, people? They can lie. You don't mean anything. I'm not kidding you. So the question becomes, how do I fight the enemy? The enemy is who? We have to identify them. That's in the Federal Register Act. They're called agencies or federal agencies, and that includes the President of the United States means a federal agency. That's what he does executive orders under. They identified the President of the United States as a federal agency, says means. And then all these other entities are agencies or a federal agencies. They got them all covered. No exceptions. And that talks about any rules, orders, certificate, whatever. It's all, and it's in Section 4. 1935. Section 4 of the Federal Register Act. It covers them all. They're all covered. So that's the first thing. Are you in the class of what I would call an entity? An agency or a federal agency. That makes you my enemy. Because you are not elected. You have no power from the people. None. This is the con. Because Congress can't reach citizens of the United States directly, or the citizens of the several states. They can reach citizens of the United States. They have plenary power over them. That's in D.C. And they did that in 1940 with the Buck Act. We will deem everybody to be in the federal area because we have suckered you in to sign up for it. So if you sign up to be a citizen of the United States, you're deemed to be in a federal area. So therefore, that's the way they extended it outside of the District of Columbia. In D.C., a citizen of the United States is a qualified elector. You won't find that anywhere outside D.C. Do you know that outside of D.C., the only elections are for citizens of the United States that are not qualified electors. And they print it, folks, in the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. Same thing they're trying to do with this new HR bill, except even extended farther into territories. Only citizens of the United States can vote. Well, you have no political rights. Supreme Court said so. Back in 1879. They have civil rights, but you have no political rights. You have the right of the elective franchise, the right of suffrage. They say so. You got civil rights, and you don't have unalienable rights either. A citizen of the United States is a statutory creation, like a tenant landlord. So that's why it's godless. We can't have God involved with citizens of the United States. Starting to make a little sense? This is Satan's con. We can go to the district, we can go to Congress with the character of the United States to petition the government, Congress. As I said, we can do that. That's slaughter. But take it on the character. I can take on the character of a landlord or character of a tenant and go to court. But that doesn't make me what that is. As I am, as my primary status in the world. No. I am always a citizen of one of the several states, domiciled in one of the several states with inalienable rights from the Creator that puts me under the Declaration of Independence. Excuse me. So we go back to, and this is so important, you got to be able to prove everything. You got to have proof. Then let's go fight these SOBs. It says right here, you are an agency or federal agency. Are you one, yes or no? Okay, then what weapons do you have against me? That's the next question. You can't use code.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. These simple concepts, you have to understand them and know exactly where to go, get conclusive evidence of it. Number one, who are you? You're an agency or a federal agency, and that's a fact. Easily proven. All these IRS, even the Federal Reserve, that sits outside the government. They're all agencies, federal agencies, or executive agencies. They're all bound to the world they live in. It's strictly in two acts, the Federal Register Act and the Administrative Procedures Act. That's it. So number one, you have to identify them. Are they the enemy? I'll get to it in the next hour. They declare they're the enemy of the people. How about that, Al? Those for apples. Did you know that? They do. You know where to go look. They don't do what we want them. When we elect senators and representatives, they're supposed to be doing the will of the people. That's what they tell us. That's what I was taught in school. I was listening. They didn't say that these people are up there to enact something that's against the will of the people, which, of course, is what they're doing today, because they don't even have the authority to do it, but that's what they're doing. But anyways, that's what agencies do. They have no, they're not accountable to us unless we know how to attack them. So number one, we have to identify them, and they are the enemy. That's a fact. Number two, if it has general applicability or legal effect, it's mandated to be in the Federal Register. Why would they say that? They can't make statutes. Why do they say that? Well, all we got to do is read just a little farther down in Section 7. That's on page 502 of the 1935. No document required under Section 5, general applicability and legal effect, shall be published in the Federal Register, shall be valid as against any person who has not had actual knowledge thereof. Why would they say that? Well, how in the hell can I be accountable if I don't know it exists? How can I be accountable to anything in a statutory law by these crazy Congress or the legislatures if they don't print it? I got to at least know it exists, right? So now we have it down to, number one, we know who they are. And any document that they want to use, of general applicability and legal effect, shall be in the Federal Register. And if it isn't there, we're done. You can tell them, have a nice life. Go screw with somebody else. But then, because this is a whole new world, whole new area of law, it's a whole different way of doing things. This is also in Section 7. The contents of the Federal Register shall be judicially noticed without prejudice to any other mode of citation. Why did they say that? Because the Federal Register is something all new. That's a whole different world. It's administrative. It's where the agencies live. They don't live in the statutory world. They live in the Federal Register, in the regulatory world, called administrative state regulation. So it's got to be judicially noticed. Anything they do, everybody's got to recognize it. That's how I discovered tax tort was smoke, because they wouldn't judicially notice anything. Well, you have no standard of review. I'm in the Bible and you don't recognize the Ten Commandments. What the hell am I doing in the Bible? Because it ain't the Bible, is it? You got to have a standard of review. What are we using for the law? We've got to have something that's judicially noticed. That's what that means. You have to use something to have a rule of law, a standard of review, it's called. So we're down to three simple things. Every agency, ATF, FAA, FDA, all these, CDC, all of them. Number one, they're an agency, federal agency, executive agency. Number two, anything that has general applicability to anybody has to be in the Federal Register. And if it's not so there, we're done. And if it is there, it's judicially noticed. That means that's the rule of law, that's the standard of review, and everybody's got to be bound by it. That's the foundation for your administrative law. And nobody seems to want to use it, except in very limited cases. Why? We're being attacked by enemies. The IRS is an enemy. The CDC is an enemy. They lie. They just lie over and over, but no authority. To reach you and me, we have a republic. We said, if we're going to be bound by something, it's got to be a law of the United States or a law of one of the several states. Period. End of story. We didn't put agencies that aren't accountable in charge of our lives. But if we volunteer to be a citizen of the United States, we have left our status. We've left the law of the land. We've left our inalienable rights to be a fiction with only civil rights. So I can be sued like corporations and whatever. Ain't that nice? That's fine. But I'd have to know who I am. I'm not a sovereign man on the land. The sovereignty resides in the people. But we, as a people, decided to give a limited delegation of power to the several states, the governments in the several states, and the government of the United States. That's it. Limited delegation of power. And these bastards are so arrogant. Because, you see, if we all sign up to be a citizen of the United States, I found 110 cases where they filed in the courts which says United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That's Congress. Because it's United States of America assembled. They are so arrogant, they're rubbing our noses in it. They say they're a sovereign body politic. We are totally under the control of these idiots in Congress. If you want to be a citizen of the United States, well, wake the heck up. You can take on that character to go talk to the people in D.C., but you are a citizen of Texas or a citizen of Florida, and you have to say, I'm domiciled there. You claim two things, your status and your domicile, and they're done. I put that into public records, so I need to update it. But once it's in the public record, which Alaska will allow those in, other states won't. Evidence Rule 901, number 7, it stands. It's self-authenticating, and they will never touch it. They won't say you are because they can't. Why do I have to do that? Because we're in a crazy world where the old Lucifer or Satan, devil, whatever name you want to give this, he's running wild down here. But the first thing of this show today is you need to understand this. We don't even need to go to the Administrative Procedures Act, that which I will get to in the next hour, to saw it to see if it's a substantive regulation. All you need to know, number one, is it an agency or federal agency? Yes, they are. Number two, but as general applicability or legal effect to anybody, it's got to be in the federal register. Just like Congress has to put they have to enact something if they're going to try to control us or the legislature. And if it ain't there, it doesn't have any effect. And if it is, it has to be judicially noticed. They have to use it as a standard of review. That's it. Those are the basics. Everybody should know these. Nobody does because they don't teach it. It's simple when you see it, like anything. I chased my tail around for years. Just keep sifting through the nonsense, getting to the simple truth. Are you this entity? Yes, you are. Number two. If you're going to come after me, general applicability, it damn well better be in the federal register. And if it's not there, have a nice life. Leave me alone. And if it is, it's got to be judicially noticed by whatever type of administrative agency or whatever the heck you're trying to use against me. End of story. Now, if we were to go to the Administrative Procedures Act, there has to be a limited delegation of power. Specific. They just like the CDC, the CDC or the IRS, they have a general 7805. You can make all the regulations you want. They can't do that because that'd be a general giving of all of the legislative power to the agency. They can't get away with that. If they do a very limited, Congress would say, hey, IRS, would you make a very limited delegation of power on what is the definition of, say, wages or something. Which they, it's got to be very, very specific. They don't do that because they can't. Now, what I discovered in the Moody's case was even more shocking than I had figured. Because agencies are supposed to use regulations. When you check your letter when you get from the Internal Revenue Service and see how many regulations you find. Oh, we're here under 6331. We're under 6330. Oh, we're going to lien and levy and we're going to take your property and by damn you better get in contact with us. And by the way, you can go over to this kangaroo court and appeal it over there. Or you can go to tax court. Yay! I tried that. So the question becomes, what happens in tax court? It's not even a court. 28 U.S.C. Section 610. It's not even a case. It's called an Article I court, legislative court, just like the District of Columbia, the United States District Court. There are Article I courts, too, which, by the way, the first time this has ever been to the Supreme Court. I'll get to that next hour. But to keep it on point, let's go to tax court. That's the administrative world. That's where the Commissioner of Internal Revenue shows up. The Chief Counsel for the IRS shows up. By the way, there are Chief Counsel edicts, just like the opinions of all the Attorney Generals. I have all of them that the Chief Counsel has done. If you get on the IRS list, I'll give them to you. It's amazing stuff they talk about. It's just hard to believe. But see, we don't get to see it. And we're going to need to know because we don't need to know. So I went into tax court because Moody's got a dismissal. There's no notice of deficiency. That should have been the end of it because that is the ticket. You can't get into tax court unless they say, hey, Mr. Mooney, you owe money. And we've given you notice of it. And they dismissed the case. Even the thing, well, there's no. So why are we even proceeding? Because it doesn't make any difference because of the way they did it. That's what people can't understand. And I'm going to go over it. I'm going to bring up the writ of certiorari. Because I went into this. I'm not an attorney or counsel at law, so anybody that's listening, don't try that nonsense on me. Been there, done all that nonsense years ago. Because there's always modifications. And, Ralph, since it's modified, it's not mine. I just provide research. So have a nice life with that, and you can leave that one alone. So I went in there, and I started looking at every one of the regulations used in tax court. Not a one. That's hard to believe. That's the only authority they got is tax is regulations. So then I went into the United States District Court, all of the ones that have been published in the Westlaw, which there's, I don't know, 8 or 10 different flavors of that. They actually ruled in favor of the Moonies and dismissed it with prejudice. And the Moonies won. Then a couple of months later, well, they came back because the government said, oh, my God, we can't do that. Everybody and his brother is going to find out what the hell's going on. So we redid it. Every decision out of the United States District Court is all code. Then we get to the Federal Court of Claims, which used to be a constitutional court from 1953 to 1982. It was an Article III court, said so. They did away with it. It was the only one out there. So then they created the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, and they say, oh, we're going to give it national jurisdiction on IRS. What we found out after we got through with all this is called a specialized Article III court. There's no authority for it. They just made it up. And then what they did, they put that in the code in 1982, and in 2 years later, 28 U.S.C., I think it was 1293, they just omitted it or repealed it. Took it away. It was just a con. But guess what? That court, Federal Circuit, never once addressed any regulations. They never once addressed all the issues with everybody kept saying they're Article III courts. But see, I've learned a little trick. Anytime you get these guys cornered, put it in quotation marks, judicial power of a district court. That's what the United States District Courts used. Judicial power of the United States, which is in Article III. They say, well, you know, we're questioning this, but they won't ever give you an answer because they can't. They just leave it open. Because they can't. When you put it in quotation marks, they're stuck. So anyway, getting back to the tax court, I went in and looked and I said, I wonder how many regulations we've used. This is going to be fun. I didn't find a one. Not one. In the Mooney's case. So then, I said, well, let's go see what happens. I wonder if we have something else. Because I just happen to be very much, they're called housekeeping regulations, Part 301 regulations. And in the Chrysler v. Brown, they actually identify the source is 5 United States Code, Section 301. is for internal use housekeeping. So one idiot knows how to talk to another idiot within that agency. So who cares? It's irrelevant to you and me. It don't have any bearing, and it says they have no bearing on you and me. So I went and looked. I said, well, let's see. I wonder how many of these code sections have anything to go on. Because the Supreme Court has held, and other, but it has never been up into any Supreme Court. All of the 301 regs has been pounded on exclusively in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, but not anymore in the Supreme Court of the United States. I thought that was interesting. So anyway, I said, well, let's see.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, well, we're back here. And it's just amazing what I found in there. You just can't make this stuff up. I don't know what to say anymore. If you're going to have persons required to make returns of income, that's a 26 CFR 301.6012. The persons that are required to make returns of income, i.e. a 1040, which is implied in law, which means I'm volunteering an obligation to the IRS. IRS owes me nothing in return. That's a 301 rig. Then I found in this tax court 6201, 6203, method of assessment and assessment authority. Well, you can't have a debt with no assessment. Can you? It's a 301 rig, both of them. That's 26 CFR 301.6201 and 26 CFR 6203. So it's 6201 and 6203. You got to be able to assess or you can't make up debt. And then the ticket to get into tax court is a notice of deficiency. That's a 301 reg too. It's a 6211 deficiency defined, 6212 notice of deficiency. So what's going on here? I have to have a deficiency to get into tax court, and the tax court come back and said there's no deficiency. So why are we proceeding forward? But they didn't use the regulations. They used the code. But they dismissed it. Lack of jurisdiction. You got to have that to get into tax court. But, of course, the United States District Court ignored it because it's irrelevant. Then there was 6213 in the tax court. Restrictions applicable to deficiency positions to tax court. Oh, my God, there's deficiency. We wouldn't want to be deficiency going into tax court and get penalized for that, would we? Oh, wow. Then we have 6320. This is a nice one, they mention. Notice an opportunity for hearing upon filing of a notice of the federal tax lien. You'll have that right. Oh, wait a minute. That's a 301 reg 2. So your notice is a federal tax lien or housekeeping. Wait a minute. This is not looking good for these guys. The place of filing the notice form. That's a 6323. That's a 301 reg. So where we file it, and if they file a notice of federal tax lien, we have a right to a hearing, but it's housekeeping, which is smoke. We don't even have to go to the bottom in the Federal Register applications and look them up, because they will be all nonsense. They won't have proposed rules, all this other stuff that I'll get to in the next hour. We don't even need to go there. We're already done. Because they're under 5 U.S.C. 550 or 301. They won't put that in the authority. They use 7805, general legislative power, which are to make regulations, which is nothing. Because that would mean they could take the place of Congress and just make any of the regulations they want. Collection after assessment. That's a 6502 301 reg. Damages assessable for instituting proceedings before the tax court merely for delay. That's a 6673. This is not looking good for these people. I do believe I've been lied to. You think? Back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love, It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through Healthy World Store.